You're listening to World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. It all started in 2016 with a reunited Guns N' Roses lineup and tour. My guest, Duff McKagan, joined Axl Rose and Slash for what is a still ongoing world tour. No one thought it was going to happen. Since GNR, McKagan had moved on to other projects, including Velvet Revolver with Scott Weiland, Loaded, Alice in Chains, and more, not to mention writing two books and a weekly column. But there he was, in between gigs, with time on his hands, and what he did with that time led to his new album, Tenderness. What did he do? You'll find out. The album was produced by his old friend, Shooter Jennings, and it shows. You can hear how much they dug working together in conversation. But first, let's get started with a performance of Tenderness. It's Duff McKagan on World Cafe.
Blackened days, we've lost our way. So gather round these lost and found stormy clouds. A little tenderness is what we need. Oh, tenderness, won't you please come on down? A little tenderness, can't you feel us? Oh, tenderness, won't you please come on down? Darkest days, the deals we made on temple grounds, the empty sound. God's not around. A little tenderness is what we need. Oh, tenderness, can't you feel it spread around? Feel us, oh tenderness, won't you please come on down? Should I? And gather round, get off the ground, and say out loud,
that is Tenderness, the title track from the new solo album by Duff McKagan, which is out now. He's joined by Shooter Jennings. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for joining us on the World Cafe. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
So, so much to talk about on this new record, including especially its meaning and motivations behind it, how it was conceived. But first, I wanted to start with something that people might be curious about when they hear the name Shooter Jennings and Duff McKagan. It's a little bit of an odd collaboration. Duff, can you talk about how you and Shooter first met?
Yeah, it's not really that odd to us. I met Shooter right when he moved from Nashville to L.A. I think you were 21.
Yeah.
Whoa.
About that?
Yeah.
His band played, Stargun, played with my band Loaded, I think at the Vipe Room or something. Was the first show or somewhere in
Hollywood. Yeah, the Vipe Room, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And we stayed in touch this whole time. We're friends. And wrote this batch of songs on the road on the Guns tour.
Yeah.
In this very interesting time in our history. I just observations and made crappy demos on my garage bands with my acoustic guitar. And when it came time to the idea of actually let's explore the idea of making a record, Shooter's name came up, and then I heard Shooter was in. And so we just started, man.
Yeah, we did. I remember Tenderness was one of the first kind of, not the first, but very early on in when we were going through the songs, you know, and once we got to the studio, it was like the one that I was the most scared to do right away. I was like, we got to wait till we really dialed the sound of the record in, and which ended up being the thing. Like the drum sound on that song we ended up going back to the songs we'd already recorded and kind of bending them towards what we'd done with Tenderness, you know, so it was kind of like an art in motion project, which was really cool.
We're talking to Duff McKagan here on World Cafe. The new album is Tenderness. Time to get to another song. Would you like to set up Feel for us?
So Feel, the lyrics were written as a reaction. I was still kind of figuring out how to deal with the passing of Scott Weiland. I'd been in a band with him for some time, and seeing him on top of his game and then saw him fall. And we had discussions about it, he and I, and where that would end up, and it didn't end up where we knew it was going to end up. And
you kind of had a feeling?
No, we talked about it.
So said to him, this is what's going to happen?
This is what people my age, this is what happens to them, you know, if they start using again. And that's just the fact. I don't mean to be cold about it, and I wasn't. Scott would have said the same thing to me, you know, if I started. It was reversed. Anyhow, I was still kind of wrapping my head around his passing, and Guns, we went out on tour, and one of my all-time favorites, if not all-time favorite, Prince passed our first week out. And I lost it on that. We were in Mexico City, and I was sat there in my hotel room crying, you know, and then Chris Cornell, who our wives have, we have daughters 2 weeks apart. I'm from Seattle. We had pregnant wives together. And so these are family friends. And Chester Bennington, we're friends with Talinda, his wife, and the kids, and go to dinner. Same thing. So all of this kind of going down brought this song. I don't mention anybody's name in the song, but it was definitely just the feeling of, like, keeping those people close to you and that they're still here and we're going to remember you. And that can go, song can be about anybody. Just, it's about loss and remembrance.
We'd love to hear it. Thanks for playing it.
Cool. Thank you.
rise up, shine on. You keep on fighting, the war is almost done. But then I hear you gone, gone. Feel when the lights go down.
Absolutely beautiful. That is Feel, an in-studio performance here for World Cafe from our guest Duff McKagan, who's joined by Shooter Jennings. The new album from Duff McKagan is called Tenderness, produced by Shooter Jennings. I'm Kaleo. This is the World Cafe. Thank you for that performance. That was beautiful. I want to talk about the origins of the album Tenderness, and in order to do that, I need to reference one of your other projects. And to do that, I want to read the last sentence from your bio on AllMusic. Here's what it says. The likelihood of the original Guns N' Roses reuniting looks slimmer every year, but even his brief time with that band will forever give McKagan that notoriety that has made him one of the most recognizable bassists in rock music. Quick question, what was the name of the world tour you just finished up?
Not in this lifetime tour. Yeah.
Not in this lifetime. So yes. If it wasn't for that, I mean, that's how hilarious people thought it was. It was never going to happen. You named the tour Not in That Lifetime, but it was also the beginning, the genesis of Tenderness, correct?
That is correct, in a couple of ways. Let's see how do I put this? You know, that band and how we came together, Guns N' Roses, and what we went through, and the hard fought songs that we wrote, and slugging out on the road, and. Nobody knows that experience except for us. I can't explain it even to my wife or somebody so close to me. Like what
you
happened.
Had to be there.
You had to be there. And so us getting back together, we had these talks and they were really healthy. We were grown men at this point, Guns N' Roses guys.
Sure.
Grown men, and we had grown ass men talks, and with honesty and vigor, and with our chests out and our heads up, and we went into that thing with a whole kind of fresh start. And I had this sort of intellectual sobriety, as I call it, where I was clear and calm, and I could go out in the on the road and really see what was going on around me. I didn't have to worry about my band. We were kicking ass every night, and I, things were super cool and honest and with 120% integrity and all of those things. So I was able to see, witness things around me, and I go out and see a lot of touristy stuff when I'm on the road. I read a lot of history and I go off the beaten track. And when I, this is right when the, I turned off the news. This is end of 2015, this great divide they were talking about, and it was in these panels they were bringing on the news, and I was following these people on Twitter, and my wife was getting worried about me, and I went down a rabbit hole that I knew I was too smart. Like, they're just selling ads on these cable news networks. You're falling down the rabbit hole. They've got you. And I knew it, so I did. I turned off the news. I muted all the people I followed on from the news on
political
Twitter
people.
And I just went back to the Seattle Seahawks and the Seattle Mariners, why I got Twitter in the first place, and went out and talked to people. When I go, we have 2 days off every, we play every third day because we have this huge stage they have to set up. It takes 2 days to build, basically, put it very simply, so I can plan it like this whole nerdy
go do some sightseeing and stuff like that,
full on. And when you do that and you don't have the news going and you don't have the Twitter going and the Yahoo going, you're just talking to people. So this divide that I'd just been freaking out about, I discovered wasn't there. And I'm just me. And I know the guy that I went on the swamp boat in Louisiana with is just him. He's just the guy who informed me that alligators like marshmallows. Who knew? And that the marshes are disappearing. And we can't go through this route anymore because it's closed off. But in nowhere in any of these discussions I had with people did anybody identify as a libtard or a alt-right or a whatever elite or deplore, you know, they're just people, and we're just people, and we got each other's backs when our backs are against the wall. And that's what this record really, I hope at the end of the day, portrays.
Yeah. We're talking to Duff McKagan here on World Cafe. The new album is Tenderness. We would love to hear you guys do Chip Away.
Chip Away. Talking heads, I'm making dollars. It's like doing crack day after day. Dropping taxes on business partners. In a world this time, they say, gotta rise up, gotta keep on fighting. You know we've seen this all before.
Chip away, chip away. Can you hear me calling?
You're listening to The World Cafe. That is a performance in studio of Chip Away from Duff McKagan. And Shooter Jennings is here, who served as producer on the album Tenderness. Thanks for listening to The World Cafe. I am Kaleo. You said something interesting in an interview. You're a father, and you said by the age of 10 or 11, you've taught your children everything you can really teach them. And then after that, it's on them to kind of make some calls. What have they taught you once you were done teaching them?
Yeah, I think about 11 years old, I'm basically the consigliere.
Yes,
that's all.
Yes, that's right. good mob term.
No,
there we go.
Kidding.
Have they taught you anything?
Oh man, so much. I, you know, just the amount. Not to sound corny, but it's just the truth. It's just the amount of love that you can have for your kids. And this is my family, and they've taught me so much about obvious things, being a father, patience. And but they've also like turned me on to killer music, you know, things like the Horror and Death Grips and all the Garden and all these cool bands. And they've gone off on their own directions. Like one is going to be a fashion designer. She's at school, you know, in New York. And the other one's the lead singer of this punk rock band that are killer, called the Pink Slips. And they've taught me that, they taught my wife and I that, like, we did this.
It worked out all right.
We were making it up as we went, but I guess that the right inputs were put in there at the right time, because the girls turned out really wonderful. It's brought my wife and I closer together as well. Like the success of our girls, you know, just watching them be kick-ass young, bold women is killer.
Yeah.
I could go on forever, but you know.
Sounds pretty fantastic.
Cool.
It's Duff McKagan here with Shooter Jennings in the band. About to get into your last song that you're going to perform for us live, It's Not Too Late. Can you tell us where that came from?
Just witnessing what was going on around me and talking to people and getting the real story of humanity, which gave me a lot of hope. Just traveling around and talking to people, I was like, oh, we're going to be all right, you know? So I had an acoustic guitar in my room, in the rare occasion that I'm in my hotel room, and this song came out.
Awesome. We'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Cool. It's Duff McKagan here with Shooter Jennings and the band on World Cafe.
Everybody's lying. I need some truth. Everybody's trying to push you their views. I feel like hiding. I know you do too. The scream and the shouting will surely go. I know you do too. Our people are fighting. That's nothing new. our children are crying with guns in the schools, screaming and shouting, we'll surely go away someday. These blurry lines will grind us down and take us too late. Turn off the screen, take a little stand, take a long walk and meet your fellow man. Diamonds are hiding, that gold ain't for you. This war that we're fighting is for but a few. But we'll keep on buying this red, white, and blue.
Absolutely beautiful. It's Not Too Late, here with Duff McKagan on World Cafe. The new album is Tenderness, produced by Shooter Jennings, who's also here. I'm Kaleo. This has been an absolute delight and a pleasure for me personally to see everyone hang out. It feels like a family just being here with Shooter and Duff and everybody from the band. So I definitely want to thank Aubrey and John and Jamie and Ted and Shooter. And Duff, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, man.
For the blast.
Duff McKagan is our guest. The new album is Tenderness. It's available now. We'll be back in a moment on World Cafe.